Good morning. The federal government announced another health funding boost in the hope of winning state support for its hospital reform plan. The Commonwealth is promising an extra $739 million to boost aged care services. It'll provide 5,000 extra aged care beds across Australia. The body of Polish President Lech Kaczynski is lying in state in the presidential palace in Warsaw. Earlier, thousands of people lined the streets of the capital to greet the motorcade and pay their respects. Mr. Kaczynski was among 97 people to die when their jet crashed in thick fog in western Russia. A defence analyst in Poland says the president had a history of ordering pilots to land in bad weather. The Thai government has ordered the army to retreat in an effort to avoid further violence on the streets of the capital. 21 people were killed and more than 800 injured in fierce clashes between troops and anti-government protesters over the weekend. An attempt to refloat the Chang'an-1 could be hampered by bad weather. The bulk carrier has been stranded on the Great Barrier Reef for 9 days now. Weather conditions are expected to deteriorate, and a decision will be made this morning on whether to refloat the ship. And Australian teachers will vote today on whether to boycott literacy and numeracy tests in protest against the MySchool website. And we'll have more news updates later.